Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, everybody? I am Owen Holt, which means you are watching Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room, the show where we stir up all the drama with your favorite ATV cast members and influencers. And today, I'm catching up with Sierra and Taylan, fan faves from Next Influencer Season 3. Which you can actually binge the first 9 episodes right now on Paramount Plus. So, give it up for Taylan and Sierra!
Hey y'all, what's good?
Welcome back to the Vibe Room, y'all. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Ready to get into it.
I'm ready to get into it. I know we got a lot to talk about. I mean, you guys already had a lot to talk about in the recent episode, but we'll be getting to that and a lot more today. Taylan, how would you say prom just went? I don't know. Let's just see.
Amazing. It was good. Like, everything was just spectacular. Had a great time. I feel like everybody was just vibing, drama free. It was chill. It was good.
Sierra, what about you?
I had a great time at prom. It was so much fun. Like Taylan said, there was no drama, just good vibes all around. So I had a lot of fun.
All right, well, let's just get into it all right now. So on this week's episode of Next Influencer, love was in the air as some people coupled up for the first prom. But just because you were someone's date didn't mean a first kiss was guaranteed. But there was an A&I awkward almost kiss? Let's just roll the clip. Do I even want to see this? I don't know, but let's roll it.
I think you're trying to do that yesterday. I got nervous though, so I ran away.
Don't be running away.
I'm thinking right now, debating in my head, like, should I go in for a kiss or not? Like, should I do it?
As long as we are on the same page.
I go in for a little bit of a kiss, and at the same time, I'm like, let me just give her a kiss on the cheek.
If he would've kissed me on the lips, like, I would've been going. I wouldn't have backed up or anything. Like, he most definitely could've. A little confused on why he didn't, but it's okay. We'll have another time for that, I guess.
You gotta walk me through it.
He just moves side to side.
Okay. Taylan, initial thoughts. Why didn't you go in for the kiss?
Okay, well, for one, I will say that in that moment, we were just having like a good like talking moment. And then also Sierra wasn't like looking me directly. Like she wasn't looking at me in a position where like, directly, I could tell that she was real nervous. So my initial plan was like, okay, I'm gonna get up. And then I had to rethink about it. I was like, kiss or cheek kiss. And I was like, I'm gonna just do cheek kiss. And then
but bro,
boom.
She literally said though, if he would have leaned in for the kiss, I might have just went with it. So looking back after she said that and hearing her say that, would you have done anything differently?
No, I still probably would have went for a cheek kiss and then built up to the.
Sierra, what did it feel like watching that back?
All the emotions, like, wow. We was really in the cut. It was giving very much serious. All the emotions came back. I'm over here like, oh my gosh, y'all caught me in 4K being a simp. Like, oh my gosh.
After that talk and after prom, were things awkward between you two? Or did you guys just kind of have a regular night?
I don't think things were awkward at all. Like, when Taylan said, like, we have a lot of random things, like, oddly in common, that's like spot, like, there's certain things we just have in common that's like super weird.
What about Taylan just makes it seem like he's almost too nice to be true?
It was a lot of things, like, because, okay, for one, he's always like smiling and happy. And so, this might be a trauma response, but like, all that smiling all the time and all that, like, I'm all good, I'm all positive, like literally zero things are wrong with me. My first thing is like, you trying to manipulate me?
Sierra, what were your thoughts on Taylan's promposal?
Literally the cutest thing ever. I actually never got a promposal, and like, I honestly couldn't ask for a better promposal. It was cute, it was thoughtful. It included Beyonce, like 10 out of 10.
One thing I do want to mention is, what were your guys' thoughts on Christian going to prom with Carrie?
Ooh, child. It didn't seem like, this is going to sound so shady, it didn't seem like they went together. It seemed like they just walked in together.
They just walked in. Yeah. I think that Carrie knew that it wasn't like they were together at the prom, because she was literally like kind of like off camera, like pulling me to the side and was like, wanted me to wingman for her and like kind of get Christian to like dance with her. And I was like, I mean, Carrie, I can do what I can do, but I'm not about to force Christian to do nothing. So, I mean, I talked to Christian. He wasn't with all that. So, I mean, it just was what it was.
Since we're talking about prom, romance, and kissing, I thought it would be the perfect time to play a game I like to call Kiss or Diss.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
And here's how it works. I'm going to spin a wheel, and you're going to tell me, whoever it lands on, if you'd kiss or diss them. But this one can get a little shady because honesty hurts sometimes. So let's do it. Boom! As you can see, we got the reveal wheel ready to go. So let's get started. Who wants to go first? Any takers? Just be brave.
I'll go first.
I think Taylan's ready to go. It looks like Taylan's ready to go. All right, Taylan, this spin is for you. You're up first. Who are you going to land on? Ooh, what a spin. Oh. Carrie! All right, Taylan, kiss or diss?
I mean, diss.
Why?
I'm gonna just, because the only person I would kiss is Sierra.
As he should.
Should we just throw the whole game away? Like, Sierra, this spin is for you. Who are you gonna land on? Who are you gonna land on? Who are you gonna land on? We got Noah. Kiss or diss?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say diss.
Why?
No shade, but not my type.
Taylan, back to you. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. That says so, huh?
My girl's so hot. I'm not going diss so hot.
You better kiss Sierra's roommate? Oh.
No. So.
Wow. No. You homie hopping, no. Taylan.
No. I wouldn't diss so hot. Like, it would be a kiss, but for the instance, I would diss. That rhyme. This is like the wordplay.
Sierra. We're just gonna go back to you. Here we go. Ooh, a little soft spin action going. Oh, Soha. Sierra, you heard Taylan's answer. What's your answer?
I mean, I would kiss Soha too. Like, in like a friendly platonic way. Like, oh my gosh. Like, it'd probably be like one of those drunk kisses. Is she 21? Well, I'm almost 22. So it'd be one of those things, like, I'm drunk, like, oh my gosh, I love you, like, mwah. You know, one of those.
I bet. Here we go, Taylan. Oh, let's go.
Come on. Ooh.
Come on. Oh, we got Christian, bro. We got a gym, bro. Ooh, what are we doing here, Taylan?
What? I would kiss Christian.
Sierra, here we go. Back to you. One more spin each after this. Here we go. What we gonna land on? We landed on Ace V King. Kiss or diss?
Yeah, he's cool. I would kiss him. Yeah, I liked him. He was actually my favorite, so yeah.
All right, Taylan, last spin. Here we go. Who are we going to land on? Let's go. Oh, it says Sierra. No way.
Wow,
all right, Taylan.
It says me.
I would definitely diss Sierra because, no, I'm just playing. Sierra is all the way kiss. You know what I'm saying? It's kiss. Full send it.
Sierra, last spin. Hey. Oh. Nor.
Okay, I wouldn't like diss Nor. How old is Nor? I don't know. Y'all, I'm too old for this. I can catch cases. Y'all know that, right? Like, I don't want to be kissing Nor's, no minors.
Nor is 18.
She's 18?
Mm.
I would give Nor a kiss on the cheek because I love her. Actually, on the forehead. She used to give me forehead kisses on the show because I told her I like those.
All right, well, thank you for playing that game. That was a lot of fun hearing those kisses and disses and explanations why. But now it is time for some story times. All right, let's go. We're all big fans of the Stitch This Story Times on TikTok. So I thought we'd make our own. I'll start with the Stitch topic, then you guys can follow with your most fitting stories. What are your real life best and worst prom moments?
My worst moment was probably, this might sound shady, it's no shade, but when Carrie kept pulling me to the side, asking me to wingman for Christian, because it just wasn't working out. My best moment was definitely my moment with Sierra and like having just a natural, genuine just conversation and getting to vibe and feel her vibe, and she gets to feel mine.
At my senior prom, I did have a prom. I won prom queen. But worst, I had on some high heels. Your girl know how to walk in high heels. But I accidentally stepped on someone's foot. They got super mad and like, they was trying to come at me. So that was worst prom moment. Best prom moment, I think I would say it would be when me and Taylor were dancing. I think that was the best part. I enjoyed that a lot.
Well, this week's episode was all about prom, but not everyone was only thinking about romance. If you're watching Next Influencer on Paramount Plus, then you got to see a secret alliance start to form between Sierra and Tay-Tay. That's right, deleted scenes and exclusive content from this season is only available on Paramount Plus. So make sure you check it out so you don't miss out. But if you haven't seen it yet, here's a quick clip to show you just exactly what I'm talking about.
I hope like people don't do me bad. Like, I honestly feel
like I have a chance of being Awesomest TV's Next Influencer First Girl.
Well, I really think I show off other girls. Okay, girls need to band together.
And the only reason why no girls have won yet is because there's just like a bunch of drama. Exactly.
Walk me through this. So it was after prom night, Tay-Tay comes up to you, and then you guys just kind of have this conversation that continues and a mutual understanding for like an all girls alliance. Is that what happened?
Yeah, kind of. Prior to this, like me and Taylor were having like some genuine conversations. Obviously, when the love triangle drama came down, I was being real, I was being honest, and I had her back in that. And so me and her just kept having real conversations. So it was not a lie, like I was definitely not trying to put her in the bottom anymore as I was the first couple of days. The girls alliance, that was strategy too. Like that was fake. Like, at least on my end, like it was going to be a fake alliance.
Dang. So when you were saying like a girl needs to win and stuff like that, like you were just meaning like, I'm that girl.
Myself.
I need to win.
Yeah. I'm the it girl. That's what I was referring to. It's either going to be me or Soha.
Well, thanks for talking strategy with me. You guys know I love my strategy and it's always cool to see people playing the game. But now it's time for my favorite part of the vibe room. It is time to get the fans involved. Let's let the fans take things over for a minute. Everyone watching Next Influencer is wondering what the bleep is going on from your guys' perspective. And honestly, I'm wondering that too. So guys, don't keep us waiting any longer. And please do not hold back because we're ready for some tea. First question is from Erica, okay? And Erica asks, did any of the cast act differently when the cameras weren't on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. this is gonna sound so bad, but I'm gonna have to say it was Carrie because, like, y'all know what happened. Like, just being real and honest, like, and Taylor can attest to this. When cameras are off, we all in the living room, we watching TV, we watching movies together. Homegirl was sitting right by me while we was watching a scary movie, and then like. Other times we was just all be kicking it, like when we did something, like we was all like, you know, we was all hanging together. And then when she get on camera, she'd be like, y'all are bullying me, and I would be like, we was watching a movie last night, girl, like what did I miss? Like, did you have a dream and I was in it and I did something to offend you? Because I don't remember being no bully. I never been no bully.
All right, well, we're moving on. Thanks for answering that question. This next question is from Hi It's Me, and they said, who do you think the first new couple will be?
Tay-Tay and Noah. That's who I'm
thinking.
Yeah,
but like,
I'm thinking it'll be Tay-Tay and Noah.
Other than like that, like what's something new? Like, can we see Tay-Tay and Noah getting in a huge fight, Tay-Tay and Christian. Like, I'm just throwing out scenarios, bro. What do you guys think is possible?
This is gonna sound so bad, but I don't foresee Tay-Tay getting with anyone else in the house if it wasn't Noah. So my first thought was like, sure, whoever back home, that's the next couple.
Next question is from Mary. Mary asked, why didn't Christian actually go to prom with Carrie? I mean, she asked him to be her date for the night.
Christian really did not want to. Like, Christian was going to go solo. So when she asked him, I think he just didn't want to, like, be mean and turn her down. It was kind of like a sticky situation. So he was just kind of like, okay. Like, he just kind of agreed, like, yeah, we're just walking in together. So it was, like, kind of that situation. But they didn't actually, like, click together at prom.
Last fan question is from Chelsea, and Chelsea asked, besides yourself, who at this point do you think is gonna win the show?
Any of the people in my alliance have a really good chance.
Yo, which alliance? So, because I know we got the cookout, and then I know we got the cookout pineapples. What's going pineapples.
On? I'm talking about, like, pineapples. Like, honestly, like, Taylan's been getting really good rankings, even though he put me 6 for the prom. So I would say he has a good running.
I think that it's going to either be like Sierra or Evan, or even so, yeah, like Sierra said, the whole Pineapples Alliance, like, we've all been doing really good with, like, rankings and ranking high and stuff.
Thank you to the fans at home for asking those questions. And as you guys know, if you want your question answered, be sure to get in the conversation by leaving a comment on this episode. Or go into our other socials on TikTok and Instagram, and we're pulling comments from there, as you already know. But moving on, it is time for our last game of the Vibe Room. So don't go anywhere, because we're going to play a game that I like to call Spill the Tea, Find the Key. You guys will take turns picking between 9 different boxes labeled 1 to 9. And until someone finds the box with the key in it, if you pick a box without the key, then you're gonna have to answer the question that's inside that box. And to make things a little more interesting, whoever finds the key gets to unlock any question they've wanted to ask the other person. Now, usually we have our Vibe Room guests handcuffed, but since we're hanging out virtually, let's pretend you guys are virtually handcuffed together. Poof! All right, Sierra, you're up first. What number between 1 and 9 would you like to explore?
I think I'm gonna go with lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7, right here, actually. Let's give it a good old look, shall we? Here we go. Oh, no key, but we do have a question inside. Have you ever cheated on someone?
Never.
I've never
cheated on anybody. I'm always the one getting cheated on.
Taylan, so 7 is off the board. 1 through 9, still ready up for grabs. What you got?
I'm going to go with 1 since I go first for everything. So
number 1. Oh, very funny. Here we go. Oh, we got a little question inside. No key. Don't worry. No key.
Oh.
What's the most annoying thing about your A&I roommate? So, Evan.
Literally probably his alarm in the mornings. His alarm in the mornings is just, I'm like, oh my gosh, Evan, turn your alarm off.
Sierra, back to you. 1 and 7, you can no longer pick.
Let's go with 9.
Number 9. Here we go. Good choice. I might hear something. Hold on. Well, let's just open it. Oh, it's no key. It's a question. The question is, who do you think won't last as an influencer?
Okay, you know what? I got my answer. I would say Tay-Tay, because she has her, like, jewelry business. So, like, I could foresee her one day being like, forget the influencing aspect. Like, I'm gonna do my business full time.
Taylan, back to you. Let's see if we can find this key, bro. Come on. You gotta pick the one with the key.
It's gonna be lucky number 4. Ooh. Number 4 is gonna have a key in it.
Number 4 right here?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Do I hear a key?
You don't hear a key. You hear the question inside the box. Ha ha, here we go. Taylan, have you ever been rejected?
Yes, I have been I have been rejected before.
And, you gotta tell us the story, Brad. There's a story.
It's not it. Like, after I was rejected, I literally like didn't want to attempt with nobody else again for a while. And then I was like, okay, I don't care like that. It is what it is.
Sierra, yeah. Back to you. Come on, guys. We're getting close. We're almost, I think we're, that was the halfway point. We got to find the key.
I'm going to go with number two.
Number two.
I got a good feeling about it.
Let's open it together. 3, 2, 1. No key in here. Just the question, y'all. What's the first thing you found attractive about the other person?
This is easy. This is easy. Is it okay? I look at people as a whole, so it was everything. The outward appearance. Taylor know he handsome. It was, he just looked nice. He's built.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, but not really because we didn't find the key. So I'm gonna read you your remaining boxes. We have 3, 5, 6, and 8.
Number 5.
Lucky numero cinco.
5 has it.
That sounded a little heavy.
It's just a question. It's empty. Dang. Who is your dream prom date? I mean, come on. Is that even a question?
Sierra, look.
If you had I'm already offer, knowing. Listen, we talked about this. I'm already knowing.
Rihanna. Robin Rihanna 50. Yeah.
Call me. Guys, 3 boxes left. I'm going to hold them up. Sierra, it is your turn. All the fate is in your hands. The key is in one of these boxes. Which box are you going to select?
I'm going to pick 3.
Number 3. Whoa. Hold up. Let's open it together. 3, 2, 1. Is the key in here? Oh, that's a key. Oh, we got the key. Well, Sierra, congratulations again on winning Spill the Tea, Find the Key. And as you know, the prize is you get to ask the other person anything you want to know, and they have to answer truthfully. So, Sierra, if the floor is yours, go ahead and fire away with Taylan.
So, Taylan, Mr. Battles, what I am interested to know is what was your like first impression of me first coming in the house, since I had to answer that. And also, was I the only one you were interested in walking in?
Okay, spicy. So my first impression of you when you walked into that house, I'm like, wow, like damn, she beautiful. You was beautiful. Definitely came in with confidence, and like you did the whole runway model thing. You was like, just you had to give a little spin for us and everything. I was like, yeah, I like that. I like that, as you should. And then as far as me being interested in anybody else, I mean, no. Not really, no. It was just you.
Taylan saying that with a smirk.
You better stop flirting with me. I know that much.
Well, Taylan, thank you for being honest and answering Sierra's question. Sierra, great job on winning and finding the key. Great job. That was a fun round. And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode of Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room. Don't forget to watch Next Influencer on Awesomeness TV every single Thursday. And make sure you binge the first 9 episodes on Paramount Plus right now. As always, I'm Owen Holt, and today I was being joined by...
Taylan Battles.
Sierra Reed.
And you're watching Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room. Woo! Bye, everyone. Peace.